ויהי בשלח פרעה יסעום, ולא ינוחם אלוהים דרך ארץ פלישתים כי קור יפו. כי אומר אלוהים פן ינוחם העם בירוסו מלחמו ושובו מצרימו. זה במדרש שטייט, ויהי בשלח לא יוצאו אלו ברשוס. זה פעם שמוז, חיים שמולביץ, לא יוצאו אלו ברשוס. אמר מוישה לפרוי, אין לנו יועצים מכאן, אז שתיתן לנו רשוס. אמר, הרי אתם מנחוירים, הרי אתם לעצמכם. ובחיים שלו יצא לו שמוז. He didn't say the name. But first I'll tell you a gdome. זה מישל המלך, ומישל המלך says, why didn't he ask permission? He says, because the business היום was בגדר הענוקה. ובריח אין לו הענוקה. שנאמר לך, פרשת ברוכים, אז לא נאמר לך בו. חיים שלו, יצא לשמוז, אני said, סידו אין ספורים, that they left, but רשוס, בריח, אין לו יענוקה, they asked permission, סידו אין ספורים, אבל מבייס, he said, תסניש דהם מספשט. מבייס, תסניש דהם מספשט. But the pshat is, the Torah teaches the Recheretz. Afilu negei taroyis v'mitzrayim, you go out like people. You know what? But he never mentioned the Sefer. But I think they knew, they took it out completely, and they knew the Chaim Shemis Sechus Musa. The Pesuk is Mamshich Islam, is a vort, the vort says, is a vitz. I'm sure you know the vitz in Parshas B'Shalach? The famous vitz. There was a Yid once on Moritz that he came to Malozhin, he wanted a Choshev Shidduch. But every Bocher that came, he fired. And he would fire. Well, what was the Vesa? He knows the Mishnah Mamei Madlikim. So we say the Mishnah Mamei Madlikim, and Madlikim, and Mechoy Lehulim, do you have a sitter here? המודי יאים והמדליקים החיים פשוט. And he will ask, why you can't light with Nochum's חלב? And every bach and the guys will tell him, they say, you don't read it ולא בחלב נוחם. ולא בחלב נוחם המודי. He said, because you don't know the answer, you don't have to start to read the Mishnah wrong. So he will tell every guy. Someone doesn't know how to dance. He says, the floor is crooked. ולא בחלב נוחם. המודי יאים. Because you don't have an answer to tell me what is bad. חלב נוחם. Tell me נוחם המודי. There's another time in the Mishnah, he said, Nochum, let me get Nochum. He said, Nochum is Gamsu, he said, no, yeah, but Nochum, I'm Adi. He said, he wants, and he was a big fear, he was wanting to get a lot of money, but the Bach has to know how to learn. As a basis, for most of my Likim and Chaylev, Nochum, this was his kasha. So once, he came to Balash, and he was a kluge Bach, and the Bach told him, you know why? It says, Vahi b'shalach paroi yisom, veloi Nochum. Nochum was not masking to go out. So Val Nochum didn't want to go out of Mitzrayim. We don't use his chaylev. He got the door. He got the shidduch. Why Nochum? Why Nochum didn't want to go out? From the Kol Mokom, Vayikach Moshe es Atzmo es Yosef Imoy ki Hashbea Yishbia es Bnei Yisrael Imer Pekoyt Yifkoy Elokim Eschem. So the world has a kasha, why Atzmo es Yosef? Lechura Yosef stayed Sholem. Also, Vayachmed, Vayisim, Ba'orim, B'mitzrayim, they made a chanita. He was like a mamich, man. He was not Atzmis Yosef. So why they took Vayikach Moshe as Atzmis Yosef? The Poshim say, when Yosef was Mashbiah, he was Mashbiah, Ve'alisim is Atzmoisayim Mize. So the Chiyuv is given to Nemed Atzmois. Punki has also Boso, but the Shavua, when Yosef was Mashbiah, the din to take, Moshe didn't stand with Misasek. was a din to take Atzmus Yosef. The din to take Atzmus Yosef was the Atzmus Yosef. So, I'm just stop seeing my notes. I forgot to say before that in the Parshas Drachim, just to make it a little bit more, not stam that he said it's a Hanukkah, you know, I'm saying it like, he brings down a Sifri, the state, Hanik Tanik, Migroincho, Mitzrincho, Veikvecho, Vezocharto, Kievel, Oiso, Beretz, Mitzrayim. So, the Sifri, Vezocharto, Keshem, Shani, Yitzesi, Yitzcho, Nasati, Lecho, Hanukkah, Shenema, Veinatzu, Es Mitzrayim, Afato, Titan, Hanukkah. State clear that Hashem showed him, I didn't have to give you, but when someone is a slave and he leaves, it's an Indian to give him, like I remember, like I did in Mitzrayim, do. So, the shail is, the Yalkut state that when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to take out the Atzmus Yosef, the Mitzrim knew that, and they took it in a metal, in a Eiferes, and they put the mitzvah in the Eiferes, and they put it down in the Nilus, that it couldn't come up. So the Chazal say that he took a piece of cheres, and he written Shem Alei Yosef, Shem Hashem, and he threw it into the water, and it came up. Freido Ochlaner state that Rashi brings it down in Makkos, that when David HaMelech was choifer the shisim for the Besamish, he came down and he found a piece of cheres that said, was yelling and telling him, I'm here from Brias HaOlam, if you pick me up, the world will be nechrat. And David HaMelech picked it up, and the water started to come. To the story, Rashi brings the whole story in the Sukkot and Gimel from the Yerushalmi, and was about to mach the HaOlam. And David said, if Mishael is allowed to write Shem Hashem on a cheres and make a shvua, and we'll go down to block the place. And Omar, if yesh mishu badovo, sheyodea vein oimer, itole begroinoi. Nosach hitayfel kalvochoimer, v'omar, im lehashkin sholem en ish reishtoi, omar, toyo shmi, shenichta begdush, yimoch alamay. He did it and he threw it. Fayda Ochlaner, so the Gemara says in Makkos, that you know, mikan sheklol haschino chochom, avchino alchino mibo, then Achitofel died in the end, because David said, if someone knows and he's not saying he will die, klol haschochom afilu alchino mibo. I mean, every time you have to be careful to say, if you don't vote this, something will happen to you, because even if you vote after it, something can happen. Be very careful. Bechalofen, so the shaila is, so how Moshe Rabbeinu written down on the cheres, Hashem Hashem, was only just to bring up the Atzmus Yosef. What was the heter? So some say because Yosef was Mashbiah, but what it helps? The Maaseh is Lav al Divrei. What was the heter? So Ochanel says, Teire, this is Koyde Matan Teire, it's a Shvua Cholo. Zog Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Rashi says, by us, that it was Moshe Rabbeinu did not write it in cheres, he written it in gold. Rashi says from what the eagle came out in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Dalet, Shehoyo Tas Zohov, Shehoyo Kosov Alei, and they put the eagle, they put it inside the mouth of the eagle, and he said, Aneich Hashem Elekecho, Shehoyo Sichom Eretz Mitzrayim. It says gold, Zog Dubchaim Kanievsky, cheres, in the water, attack the name gets raised. Gold Mechateis. Stop, it's a Gemara Kohen Shara. What is the Pshat? Because it will be raised. Some want to say that the fact that you're putting it in a place that you could never get it, it's like racing it. Shara, what was the race exactly? But that Shem Hashem could black the whole place and he can't protect the Shem Hashem not to be raised. So it's a Shem Hashem that takes the piece and zooms it down to the plug and plugs it, yeah? But that Shem Hashem, soon the water will race him. But there's a Chaim Kanievsky. So the Shaila asked the Chaim Kanievsky, so why David HaMelech didn't write it on gold? If the answer is that here it's gold, they asked the Chaim Kanievsky. So Chaim said, it says that he found the cheres, that black, right? Put back the same plug. We don't know why, how a cheres stops the water from running the world. It says, Motzo cheres. So the Melech had to write down the cheres to put back. The plug has to be the same way it was before. But Moshe Rabbeinu just could write a Pashas up. I remember a different pshat. It's very pashut. I don't know why you're not chapping the pashut tarets. Pashut tarets, if you're smart, you have to chap it, Naftali. That what happened to the Moshe Rabbeinu's piece? It came out of the water and stayed in the ground. What is the guy that came out? It's, Rashi said to use it for the eagle, right? And so well, it didn't race. It stuck to the oil like a magnet and bring it up. The whole vault was that the Shem Hashem had to go down and had to stay there. That will be raised, the Shem Hashem. So the ganze kasha of Chanel is, if you know the Rashi in Perek Lamed Beis, that in the end it came out, so the ganze kasha is nishkin kasha. The Gemara in Seita says, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvah Zeh Moshe Rabbeinu, Shebeshoh, that everyone was Misasek in Bizas Hayom, he was Misasek in Atzmas Yisr. Shalom, why is a Chacham Lev? Bizas Hayom was also Manasha. If Bizas Hayom was time to be rich, if business Hayom was time to be rich, Chacham Lev Yikach Moshe Rabbeinu, everyone was asking money, Moshe was doing mitzvahs on terraces, business Hayom was a mitzvah. So business Hayom was a mitzvah, Chacham Lev Moshe took this mitzvah over this mitzvah. It's not the only way to cash, what's with business Hayom? So some say Moshe was Yitzhak, but like a Zayas maybe from business Hayom. Maybe it's not Din. Somebody also picked up something to be Yitzhak, the Din business Hayom. But I heard once, the ultimate of Vardak said, the Gemara says, that if you have a Shavah Saveda, someone that you love and someone that you hate, who you have to do more? Oh, you have a Seine, who you have to give first? Seine, the Gemara of Mitzil Amit Beis. Kedei Lochuf is Yitzhak. So we have two mitzvahs. One makes money, one doesn't make money. What mitzvah you have to misasek? Well, it doesn't make money. So then, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvah, as a Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was misasing in that mitzvah. V'Hashem Oilech Lifneim Yoimom Ba'amud Anoch Adarech V'Lailo Ba'amud O'esh Lo'ir Lo'leches Yoimom V'Lailo Lo Yomish Amud O'onon Yoimom Ba'amud O'esh Lailo Lifneim. They were walking day and night. Why they were walking day and night? So you could say Balabatish. Why they were going walking day and night? You could say Balabatish. To run away from Mitzrayim. You have to get... Okay, Pharaoh will chase them eventually, but... Rabbeinu Bechaya says, Leharois chesh kasa toiro shoyu hoilchim yoimom velaylo leagia lehar Sinai. When you want to be mekabel the Torah, you have to push. You have to leilich yoimom velaylo. You have to lay the yoimum velaylo. When you go yoimum velaylo, lifneon, then you could get to the yisrael of Kabbalah Sateir. ואם השם ישודיו מישראל וישוב ויחנו לפי פי אחרויס בן מגדול ובן היום לפני בעל צופוין אחרוי רשי סדוס דו ולזורת על השם לפתם ואם הפארו בני ישראל נבוכים הם באורץ וחיזקתי אסלי פארוי ורודף היו גלם על מצרים כי בו החום here I don't have a יונס בן עזיר with me I have a יונס בן עזיר זה משונה די כיונס בן עזיר שפי החבשת על הפוסק ויוגל למלך מצרים כי בור החום. How is Vayuga? How power knew? Maybe it was spies. So, the Tanun Uktarin, the spies, Zogt Rashi, ואז לו עם ישראל ארום אורק אמו ויספח לבובו, ואומרו מעדו אבדינק פרדירס ישראל. So Rashi here says, so the Yeres ben Uzziel says he had spies. Then the Targum Ben says,
Yisrael,
סוגר עליהם המדבור. So, Pari didn't say it even. Hashem says that Pari will say it. So, it's a bit שוור. But Pari will say to Bnei Yisrael. So, the Shaila is, what will Pari will say to Bnei Yisrael? Bnei Yisrael are not dear. So, Rashi says, על Bnei Yisrael. He will say, and the Yidden. אבל ינס ובנזיר says, וימר Pari לדוסן ולהעבירם Bnei Yisrael, נשתיירו במצרים. מטרפון עמה בני ישראל בארו תורד עליהם. דוסו ואווירום סטייט, and not only that, they stayed in the present of power. Everyone left, and they stayed. They stayed. It's a bit שווה, when Hashem says he will say it to them. That is very שווה. Who said he will say it to them? He will think that this is what happened. Or maybe he will say it to his wife. If it says that he said it already, I mean, this is Omar, it's not that it happened. It will happen that this is what Pari will say, An Bnei Yisrael, Sogar Aleim HaMidbor. Okay, and Moshe Rabbeinu, היום אומר שלום, אל תראו, יסיעצו וסוירת השם, אשר יעשו לכם היום, כאשר יסי מצרים, לסיסיפו לירויס, והיום דבר הרמס, מטחו ונטס, יודחו על היום, ובקראי, ויבואו בני ישראל, בסך היום ביבושו. וחזק אס למצרים, ויבואו אחרי, ויחבדו בפרו, וחרחילו, בירו ויודו מצרים, כי אני השם. אז הביג שיילה, why Hashem made Kriyas Yamsuf? Two chances. Two options. One option, to save the Yidden, the Mitzvah came. About every side. Another pshat, not because of that. The reason is, because he wanted to kill the Mitzvah. What was the purpose of Kiryas Yam Suf? To save Klal Yisrael? It's mashma in the pasuk that the purpose of Kiryas Yam Suf was not to save Klal Yisrael. Why? Mitzrayim was not chasing after them. What the pasuk says? Pasuk Daber. Daber Bnei Yisrael v'yashuvu v'yachanu lifnei piach yirotz. ואומר פרוי, נבוכי מהם באורץ, חיזקתי אסלייב פרוי ורודף אחריהם. Come back, tease him, he will come. No one was teasing. What is the problem? Why did we kiss Yamsun? Go back, tease him, he will chase you and I will kill him. So what was the purpose of kiss Yamsun? Kill him. The Rambam in Nisei Da'atera, the Rambam says, כל האויסויס שעשו מוישה רבינו לא אלה הריס על הנבואה עשו, אלא לפי צריך השוע עשו. היו צורך לטבע המצרים, כל רעיון טיבעם בסויכו. He doesn't say, היו צורך להעביר ישראל. And Pirush HaMishnah, you know, Shitas HaRambam, that they went out in the same side that they came back in. He makes like 12 bows. They went in like this and they came back. They didn't pass the water. He says, this is the reason the Mitzrim, Klai Yisrael said, maybe the Mitzrim are also coming out. If they went through the Yam, so it was a shvil, yeah? What's that? The other side, they can't come. Tells us, no, they made a circle, they came in. Maybe they had a bigger circle. Also in Shachris we say, Yamsuf Bokato, Zeidim Tibato, Yedidim Evalto. So, Yamsuf Bokato, Zeidim Tibato, what happened first? Yamsu Bokato, Klai Yisrael passed, and the Mitzrim died. By night, we say Fakir. Hamar Ribono Ben Gizay Yamsuf, Esrit Fame Visehene, and Visehene Stiba. There is Mashma Fakir. So, in Shachis is Mashma, Zaydim Tibato, Yedidim Evalto. Also in Halal HaGodl. Also the song they sing, the Dayenu. By Dayenu. Ilu, ilu. Ivrono b'seichoi b'charova, but shika tzoreinu b'seichoi, Dayenu. Ilu shika tzoreinu b'seichoi, but it's momentum, Dayenu. So there is mashma, that was the purpose of Kiryas Yam Suf, for the Klal Yisrael. But it's interesting, Rashi brings down later on the Mate that Klal Yisrael complained that the Mate every time does bad. So he told him to go to the Sela, to hit the Sela, the water will come out. Rashi brings the list of the things that the Mate does bad. Perek Yudzayin Pasuk Hei. It's on the Sela, Perek Yudzayin Pasuk Hei. So Rashi says, He split Yamsuf. He managed to run away. The Torah says Kriyas Yamsuf was not to save Klal Yisrael. Kriyas Yamsuf was to meshakeh the Mitzvah. So that we want to say Shira. Why we don't say Halal? Klal Yisrael wanted to say Shira. Ma'isiyot I tevim bayam ba'atam ayim Shira. They didn't want to say sure that the Mitzvim died. They wanted to say sure that they passed. The answer is that the whole Kriyas Yam Suf was to kill the Mitzvim. Again, I'm saying, we have to know from Shachris and from the Halal HaGodl and from the Pesach. But chutz from that, Hashem ilochem lochem ve'atem tacharishu. Something you have to know how to say to people. Hashem ilochem lochem ve'atem tacharishu. What is Hashem ilochem lochem ve'atem tacharishu? Hashem ilochem lochem ve'atem tacharishu. What is Hashem ilochem lochem ve'atem tacharishu? That pashtus, it's better. Sometimes when you need a ness, you have to stop sometimes to do even a little ishtadlus. You're right, we're mechunach to do ishtadlus. But sometimes the key is no ishtadlus. Hashem ilochem lochem ve'atem tacharishu. When Hashem, sometimes a person comes to a matzah, and he needs a ness. Someone is dead, going to die. He needs mamash, a miracle. Now, you can ask the nurse to give him another pill. Yeah? In that place, don't ask for the pill. Again, you have to have an umgadol to tell you when. But it's brought down a sforim that is a kind of mehalach. Not to talk even a word. Yes, Yamsu, I want to go weiter. We'll go back after it. Says Nochkias Yamsu Vayasa Moishes Misrol Miyamsu Vayetsu El Midbar Shu Vayelchus Loishes Yomim Ba Midbar Velo Yimotsu Moi Vayovoyu Moroso Velo Yuchlu Lishtois Maim Mi Moro Ki Morimem Alken Koroshmo Moro Vayloinu Amal Meish Leimer Manishte Vayitzek El Hashem Vayoyu Hashem Eitz Vayashlech El Amoim Vayumtiku Amoim Shom Som Lechoyku Mishpot Vishom Nisot. This pasuk for sure disturbs everyone, Klal Yisrael, after Kriyas Yamsuf. Vayisu shlosh yomim v'leimotsu mayim, v'yavoyu moroso, v'layuchu lishtois mayim, v'yloinu al moyshe leimoy uman nishte. Kriyas Yamsuf. Hashem did Kriyas Yamsuf. 3 days later to start to complain. I want to explain. If they will complain that they don't have food, I understand. They saw that Hashem is controlling the world of the world. Chazal say when Titus was going in the boat, Omar Lord of Gal Toivoy, a big river, Omar Elekeim Shelelu Koichoy Bemaim, Paroy Bemaim, Alela Yabosho Vasei Mimilchom. I said, I'll send a mosquito, Brio Kal. Even the Goy understands, water I know you're strong. Water I saw. So, what? Klai saw has no water to drink, but you saw that he controls the world. None of that. This bothers me even more. Every yontif, it spoils my yontif. Shvi shal Pesach, and I feel so good. Little shvi, I sing, I dance, I come to shul. They open the Sefer Torah, and they start to read. They read the whole parsha, and then instead of finishing, at the end of the shira, they read these three psukim. The Klai Yisrael fail, they close the Sefer Torah, and everyone goes home, and my yontif is over. This is what happened after Kis. I wanted to come to shul. I was Yashir, Miriam and Ephiyot, to go home to dance. I come home, I asked, why are you so sad? I said, after the whole 7 days of Pesach, Klai Yisrael failed right away. Why do we need to read it? Spurs the whole yontif, that doesn't spur the yontif, left only. What?
I'm not
on
the level.
This world is happening.
This young was supposed to, but not this young was sure was supposed to, there's a Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara says, Vayelchu shloishis yomim v'lo imotsu mayim, ein mayim elotoyo. שנאמר כל צומר לחול המים. And what the Gemara says it. So what do you tell me? Okay, I'm asking, what happened? There was no water or they didn't learn? What do you think is the real pshat? Without being scared to be apikoyos, what do you think the real pshat is? Was no water or they didn't learn? Don't be scared of that. What are you really thinking? But what do you think pshat when you read the pasuk? You think they didn't learn? There's nothing to drink.
No water.
No water. Not that the Yehovah Yulim Ohav, they smile more. They ate, and then they drank, yeah? But you can't say that this Gemara is laughed after, because the Gemara says in Mabakame that Ezra tikin lohem shukurim batero, Risha Meshava, Sheni Chamishi. For the Gemara, Ezra tikin? Meisha tikin. Shanem Abayichu Shazim Belo Yimotsamoim. Ein Maim Elo Teiro. Because of that happened what happened. Oman Meisha Vetikin shukurim batero, Vesheni Vechamishi, Vesheni Meshavas, Vechamishi Meshavas. So it really happened. The Gemara says, how the Mishnah could say, Ezra tikin lehem shiukarim bateri b'sheni v'chamishi. Ezra tikin, Meisha tikin. So I heard a vote from Meshver. Eva HaMagdim. The Marsho asked the Kashi, how we know that they didn't learn? It says, Ein Mayim Elo Teiro. Every place says, Mayim is Teiro. It says, Yazarai. It says in the end, Shom Som Lechoyku Mishpot V'shom Nisol. Why he gave him a choyk? Mishgilam. What's the Mishnah? So Meshver says a gevaldik gevald. It's a vote to teach you how to learn Amol Agadat from Chazal with Kipshuta. Avada was no water. Kipshuta. Didn't want to drink. But what? How it happened that Klal Yisrael from Kriyas Yam Suf Roaso Shivcho Al Hayam Mashelo Yiro Yecheskel Ben Buzi. Ben Buzi, I think it's a Buzi. What is a shifu al hayam? 2 minutes. The answer is, you can have all of the chizik in the world. But if you don't sit and learn, in 3 days, nothing is left of this ruchnius. So the kipshutei shel Chazal explaining, when we ask the kasha how it happened, you can see all the miracles. You can go to all the seminaries, all the good speakers. Without sitting and learning, nothing stays from it. 3 days without learning, and nothing was left of Klal Yisrael. So, Adrabah, this is the reason we read it. It's 7 days of Pesach. If you don't start to say, the guy will wait 7 days, but then we'll go back to learn. There's nothing left in Pesach. Why do you think nothing is left in Pesach? Why people don't change after Pesach? It's 7 days of Benazman. Nothing is left. If there's no sitting and learning, there's no Amorah Shel Teira, Yegiyosha Shel Teira, nothing stays in. Person is mischazik, but he's not sitting and learning. All of the shmuzim don't help. All of the musa shmuzim don't help. Chafetz Chaim says more from that. It says in the pasuk right after it, "Vayavoyu le'limo b'shom shnei mesre in ismayim v'shivim t'mori." What is vayavoyu? Why does it say vayelchu? So the Chafetz Chaim was around the corner. They came there, 3 days they managed. 1 more second, Hashem was planning for them water. The guy doesn't have Torah, doesn't see, doesn't rely. He can't see the Emunah Pshut. There's a vote, my Shver says, oh, from Shmayor Greineman, B'shem, Shmayor Greineman, Berem Chazanish, Bnei Gubitz heard it from Shor Karelis, I heard it from him. It says, Ve'avoy le'moro, ve'lo yuchul ishtis mayim imoro ki morim him. ויראו השם עץ, וישלך על המים, וימתקו המים. So it fits with this word. It says, המדרש, וימתקו המים, המים הומתקו. The water became sweet. For sure the water became sweet. So it says, וישלך על העץ, וימתקו המים, המים הומתקו. It's a pshat. The water, you take a cup of tea. Tea is bitter. You put sugar, you mix it, it becomes sweet. How it becomes sweet? Some people say because you mix it. Our pasha is why it becomes sweet. Because in every place when you take a sip, you have a little bit of tea, a little bit of sugar. So the tea becomes sweet or, no, the tea stays bitter. Just you have a lot of sugar in every place. If you don't have a machine that will suck out the sugar, it will stay bitter. The eitz here was not a sweet, not sugar. It was a bitter eitz. It changed the teva of the water to become sweet. Vayimtiku amayim, hamayim humtiku. The water became sweet. It says, this is the remez, you know, that this means the Torah. Some people say, here's a pshat, man, he's going to tell you, if we go to the pshat, after 3 days they wanted to learn, but it was no more gishmak. It was bitter. They lost the gishmak. But anyways, so it's vayorei yoetz, vayashlech al amoy. It says, the Teira, the Yitzchayim, changes the person. He said once, Arister was sitting and eating. Everything was spritzing around him. Asked him, Arister? He said, no, I'm not Arister, now I'm eating. Arister was a very smart fellow. Now I'm not Arister, now I'm eating. A Yid, now I'm in Ben Azman. Now I'm in the beach. Now I'm away for Shabbos. Ayid, vayimtiku amayim. The water changes its teva. There's no musik. Now I'm on vacation. Now I'm off. The chefze machshaltoi merimantoi megadaltoi, the Torah says. The Mishnah Nova says. The Torah brings a person to a different level, to a different kind of matzah. This is what the Torah brings the person to. Machshaltoi merimantoi megadaltoi. So this is the Eitz Chaim. Another says, Vayashlich el Amoyim. The way it works, the way it happens, that the Metzius changes, is when a person is Vayashlich el Amoyim. When a person really puts himself in, pushes himself in, then Take, he's zeichet to have this chelik. So we have to start milcha in a minute. I just want to say a vodim. I heard last year, and it says later in the Tzinsenes Amon that Hashem said to take a Tzinsenes Amon and to leave it. So much in Amon is So the din to take a tzinsenes mon. Chazal say on the tzinsenes mon, the Mishmer is the Olam and Yedus Alechem Asher Echad Yeschem B'Midbo Bo'itzesi Yeschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Why it says that you will know that this is the bread that I fed you when you went out of Mitzrayim. This is the bread that I fed you in the Midbar. This is the bread that I fed you in the Midbar when I took you out of Mitzrayim. Chazal said the reason to have the mon is to, people have to know Hashem takes care of Leim the Torah and He takes care of their needs forever. You have to have emunah. You sit and learn, Hashem will take care of you. People will say, yeah, Deir HaMidbar, they're a chosh of a people. I was feeding you when you were planning to learn, when you're in the way to Har Sinai. If a person sits and learns, Hashem takes care of him. Hashem gives him a parnasa. So, that's Hashem, next week will be Achlosa Sefer Teira Yom Chamishi. And everyone is welcome, Bez Hashem. Must be a rabbi for Mincha. So, what must we have for Mincha? What? Say it.